Well, first and foremost, I want an end to war. I really do.
He became emotional talking about his memories of all the killing he witnessed in Vietnam. He said he started out thinking he'd have a career in the armed forces, but later realized that an overzealous military isn't the answer.
People that think you push money into the military and it makes you safer when your children are being less and less educated, just don't, in my opinion, don't understand very much.
Today was supposed to be the start of the Republican National Convention. A group called the Coalition to March on the RNC has been planning to protest what they're calling the Republican agenda since last year. Due to weather concerns, the first day of the convention was canceled. Jared Hamill, one of the coalition's organizers, said rain wasn't going to stop them from sending their message.
The fact is that we have nowhere else to go, and we're going to take the streets today. And, you know, the media is here to report it. And hopefully they do us justice, you know, but sometimes they don't.
And the media had a lot to choose from. There were signs ranging from the size of a piece of notebook paper to giant sheets 20 feet long. Robert DiAvanzo didn't come with any particular group, but his poster board compared the GOP to the Taliban.
The biggest terrorists are sitting in that convention center. They've unleashed terror around the world against people. Their greed is astronomical. They're not content with just having a lot of money. They want to make sure everyone else has nothing.
Tammy Howe, a Port St. Lucie member of Code Pink, wore her sign, a giant homemade vagina. She said it's meant to be a shocking reminder to Republicans that they're not welcome in her body.
There is a war on women, whether they choose to believe that or not. There has been over 1,000 abortion bills, women regulation introduced into the government within the last 2 years, but not one jobs bill act that the House has chosen to act on. And they seem to be obsessed with a woman's uterus and a woman's vagina, as opposed to doing the real job that they were sent there to do, is to reach across lines and actually get something done.
And health care was a hot topic among many of the demonstrators. Coral McDonald is a gardener. He said it doesn't come with health benefits, and that's something a lot of people struggle with.
I feel there are so many people in my community that have no health care, that work very hard, and they try to get any kind of aid, and they're not able to.
The bottom line among most of the group was that Washington is screwed up, and most of them attributed the failures not necessarily to a particular person, but instead to the shift in control from voters to corporations with deep pockets. Hillary Lair is working on a project called Elect Democracy to advertise the depth of that problem.
We found that the finance, insurance, and real estate sector has spent $4.2 billion on political influence in the past 6 years. That averages $1,331 per minute going into political influence. And that's bigger than most of our paychecks, you know. So we see who gets real representation in Washington, D.C.
According to Lair, it used to be that both parties benefited from corporate interests dumping money into political campaigns. But over the past couple of years, the contributions have favored Republicans. She said regardless, people working on the Elect Democracy Initiative are taking their message to both parties.
We're out here to just spread awareness about the connection between Wall Street campaign contributions and favorable voting records once people are in office.
The rally and the march were closely monitored by police. A dozen officers on bikes staked out on top of a hill overlooking the event. Dozens more lined the streets, and small groups of khaki-clad officers gathered sporadically around activists. They kept to themselves until a group of about 50 people broke off from the rest and started running through the streets. As some people chanted, "The banks got bailed out, we got sold out," one of the protesters, who would not give his name, told police that they did too.
We need to come together as a human race to fix the world. The world, not just this nation, but the world in general, is being strangled by these corporate entities that care more about a profit than human life.